We are in Simen Yud Aleph in Hilchas Tzitzis. We've done the first two Sifim, and today we will be doing Sifim Gimel, Dalet, and He. The last halacha we learned in Sif Beis was that Tzitzis need Tviya and Shazira Lishma. That means that the wool has to be spun into thread, and then you have to take a few of these threads, at least two, and spin them together. The first is Tviya, the second is Shazira, and they both have to be done Lishma. Siv Gimel, in the Sparku Mishazirason. What happens if your threads came apart? Meaning you spun two threads together and they opened up. To the point that when you had eight strings before for one set of tzitzis, you now have 16. So the halacha is that it is kosher so long as what is left, there's a certain amount that is still shazer, a certain amount that didn't come apart. What is that? How much do you need of that? Kedei aniva. There is enough thread that was spun together that didn't unravel, that where you could have made a slip knot in it. You could have made a bow. That's what would be necessary. So if you have kedei aniva that is still shazer, we would consider your tzitzis as being shazurim. Less than that would not work. Now, we will later learn that there are halachas of leftovers in tzitzis, the halach of gardumin. Namely, that although tzitzis must be made of eight strings, that means four strings doubled over, and the strings are supposed to be complete, and we'll see there's a shear to how big they have to be. If they were the right shear at the time you made it, and then they tore, the leftovers are kosher even though they don't have the shear. There will be different opinions of exactly how much has to be left in order for it still to be kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah says that those halachas would apply here as well, meaning whatever is kosher, if the tzitzis are missing some, meaning if some of the strings tore off, that is allowed to be unraveled. It means anything unraveled is considered as if it's not there. If that would be enough, if your tzitzis don't need that piece, then the fact that you have unraveled tzitzis would not bother me either. Now, there is one exception where the Mishnah Berurah goes lakula, and that is if inside the nekev, inside the hole, the string tears, a string snaps, the halacha is that it's pasul. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if inside the hole a little bit unravels, that would not pasul your tzitzis. And otherwise, one would have to be very careful there. Although tzitzis don't tend to unravel from the middle, but you never know. If they would unravel just in the hole, so if it would have snapped there, it would have been pasul. But when it unraveled there the Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh that it is still kosher. So the leftovers, the leftovers would be good. Now what happens if you don't have a shear left? What's left is not kosher. So what do? You want to go spin it again. That's tasav olam anasui. You've got to spin the tzitzis before you hang them and tie them to your beged. You can't go and take a bunch of wool and put it on your beged and then go and spin it. Well, you can't take 16 strings and then spin them together. It's got to be that you put them there when they were already spun. So if they unravel, it's too late to spin them later. If what's left is enough to be kosher, fine. If what's left is not enough to be kosher, then those tzitzis are pasul. Yeah, so this is the halacha of their coming apart. There's another halacha here. That is, say they came apart and they look like doubles. So you now have 16 strings. That's baltosif. You're not allowed to have that many strings. So you have to have kavana that the when they unraveled into two, that all you really want is eight strings here and the rest are unwanted. If they're unwanted, your kavana is not to be yotza with them. You're not over on baltosif. So if your tzitzis come apart and you've got doubles, make sure that you don't have kavana for those to be part of your tzitzis strings. You only want one of those doubles to be part of your tzitzis strings. Next, the Ramah says, L'chatchila tov likshar hachutin lemata. It is ideal to tie a little knot on the bottom of the string so it shouldn't unravel. The Ramah repeats this later, and the Shtabur brings from the Achronim that it is not the thing to do. We hold that you're better off not tying it, unless your tzitzis are unraveling and you've got to save them from becoming pasul. Salach l'maisa. You don't l'chatchila tie the ends of your tzitzis, but if your tzitzis start unraveling in order to prevent them from becoming pasul, you could and perhaps should tie a knot over there to hold them together. Good healthy tzitzis don't normally come apart unless they've gone through a lot of wear and tear. Further, Sif Dalid, Orech hachutim. How long do the strings have to be? So there are two opinions. There's one opinion that it has to be 4 godlim. What's a godel? The width of your thumb above the first knuckle, the thickest part of your thumb there. And it's the average thumb. 4 godlim would be the size of the tzitzis. The size of the tzitzis means counting from where the first knot was made till the end of the strings. The part that is inside the hole and comes around the baguette, that doesn't count. But you need, after all the tines, you need at least 4 godlim. That's the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omim yud beis godlim. And the second opinion is that you've got to have 12 thumb widths. And v'chein nohagim, that is our minhag. The Mechaber says you can make them as long as you want. We'll see about this a little more later. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some hold bedafka, you should make them longer so that they shouldn't become puzzle. If they're too long and you decide that you like them shorter, so you're allowed to. There is a minig of not cutting them with a knife. The minig is to bite them. But there's nothing wrong with cutting them later. There's no form of tase velo mina osui there. Now the halacha is. The halacha is that it's got to have the shear from the knots, and it's got to have the shear when it's done. Then we have the halacha of leftovers. If it had the shear at the time it was done, but then later it became less. So there we say that leftovers are still kosher. You don't have to have your tzitzis complete. And once again, we're going to learn later exactly how much you can get away with. At what point is it considered leftovers? The Mishnah Berurah is mistopic. You tie the initial knots, the first knots. We're going to find that you've got to tie 4 double knots. You've got to tie and tie and tie and tie and wind the string around it in between. What happens if you tied the initial knots, but you didn't do all the winding around and all the additional knots? Is it considered that you already put them in your baguette and if it tears now, it's leftovers in kosher? Or do we say, not until you finish them, you do all of the tines, only then would we say it's complete, and if it tears at that point, it would be considered leftovers in kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic in that. As far as the length of it, so the Mechaber speaks out that one of the strings should be longer because you're going to have to go and tie that, wrap that around all the other strings. So if you want to be left with the shear of Yud Beis Godlin, if you start off with just a little more than Yud Beis Godlin, it's not going to be sufficient because that one string that they call the Shamish has to go around all of the other strings. Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you didn't make one longer? And you're afraid that if you use one that's not longer, you're going to end up having it too short. So he said you can alternate. You can do some of the wrappings with one string and the other wrappings with a different string. That's all right too. There's no halacha saying that you specifically have to use one. But practically speaking, we make one longer and then we use that to wrap all of the others. So the shear would mean that this is what's got to be done after you finish tying it. This is what this is what you have to have. Therefore, in order to attain the shear, in all the other strings, you have to add at least another etzba. That's what they say. The amount that 4 knots are going to take up, 4 double knots, that is. Whereas, it's really 5 double knots because you start off with 1 set of double knots and then you've got 4 sets of windings with knots. So it's 4 windings and 5 sets of knots. So if you're going to have all of that, then your string has to be longer, plus the one that you're going to wind with has to be considerably longer. And that is the way that they do make tzitzis. Sifhei in the Mechaber is that you do not make the tzitzis strings from wool that is not class A. So he gives examples. Mehatzemer hanechas bakotzim kishatzon rovtzim beineim. You didn't shear this wool off the sheep. You got the wool off some thorns that were near where the sheep were grazing and it pulled the wool off. That is not ideal thread. That is not ideal wool. It would be considered a bizui mitzvah, and even bidieved, this would not be good. Even bidieved, this would not be good. The same thing is if these are leftovers in a beged. What happened was you made wool. You actually took wool and you spun it, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And then you went ahead and used it to make a beged out of. And then at the end, there were fringes left. So you cut them off and you want to make tzitzis out of that. That would not be good either. That's also bizui mitzvah. You're making it of leftovers. The halach is tzitzis are to be made of class A wool only. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that means that l'chatchila, it should be only good quality wool. Otherwise, it's bizui mitzvah, and that would not even be kosher for tzitzis b'diyeved.